I'm the party of the first part. Defendant as the case may be, they claim I breached my contract and the man wants his due from me. I'm stuck here in this courtroom, not the kind of party I enjoy at all. They got a team of corporate lawyers who want to nail me to the wall. The first one says, Your Honor, we'd like a ruling in the case at hand. This contract here is ironclad, as I'm sure you understand. Then my lawyer stood up slowly. There was silence in the gallery. He cleared his throat, and then he spoke with quiet dignity. Gentlemen, I call your attention to the bottom of page 38. Read the fine print carefully, we can settle this debate. Then their eyes got big as saucers. It was quite a sight to see when confronted with the majesty of clause 5, subparagraph D. The judge put down his copy and fixed him with a steely gaze as they sat there quite dumbfounded with no more points to raise. Then the judge turned to my table. It was a moment of pure bliss when he pounded down his gavel and declared case dismissed. Now I don't care much for lawyers. I think they're slightly worse than mold. But the one who penned my contract is worth his weight in gold. He's some kind of legal genius with loopholes in his veins. He somehow makes the words mean just the opposite of what they say. So join the celebration and raise a glass with me. We'll drink a toast to the man who wrote clause 5, subparagraph D. We'll drink a toast to the man who wrote clause 5, subparagraph D. Clause 5, subparagraph D.